This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Am I bugging you, Ron?
You got baby nuts.
Teams really don't tackle in the fall anyways. How many days would you venture to guess that you would go live anyways?
At the club 1080.
Nope. Hello.
Oh, we're still there.
Hello. Sorry about that.
They're eating the cats.
You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
Azurations.
Roger,
Commissioner Grillo.
Hello, Matt.
Tonga Valera.
All right.
Here now. Here now, boy. Boy, here now.
Here now.
Here now. Boy.
Having a good time here. We're watching the Brewers and Dodgers, which is a really good game.
Yeah, it is.
As Shohei and Mizorowski are battling it out.
And Kershaw, too.
And Kershaw, yeah. Shohei just walked. We were watching this, and you were like, man, the Dodgers lineup. And it is filthy when they go Shohei, followed by Betts, Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
But Buckley pointed this out during a break earlier. Do you know who's batting fourth and fifth for them tonight? This is just tonight.
Just tonight.
I mean, they got a bunch of guys, but...
I'm assuming Max Muncy's in there somewhere.
Well, he's hurt.
Muncy's hurt?
Yeah, he's out.
Will Smith, perhaps?
He was not... If he's in there, he wasn't batting fourth or fifth, but yes, he's having a nice year.
Smith is having a nice year. Maybe Tommy Edman.
He bats further down. Andy Páez and Michael Conforto.
Oh.
Páez is actually having a decent year.
Yeah, Páez is all right.
Former Met great.
Michael Conforto. What the hell do they see in Michael Conforto?
I don't know if he's having a better year, but...
He's hitting 177, hitting fifth for the Dodgers.
The Mets were playing them earlier, and Conforto was hitting... And this was a while back. Conforto was hitting like 132. I mean, it was bad. I didn't know. So apparently he hasn't raised it.
I tell you what. No, he's hitting 168.
Mizorowski got out of that inning.
Yeah, and he's jumping around. Like, dude, the Brewers fans love this kid. Yeah.
It's an electric atmosphere for a regular season game in July.
Because they had two on, nobody out.
Yeah, and he got out of it.
And he got out of it without giving up a run.
So he went six innings. He'll probably be pulled now, but he went six innings and struck out 12.
I would also like to point out that his arm will fall off.
Oh, yeah. Probably tomorrow.
When you watch him pitch, it is one of the most unnatural motions.
It's violent.
violent too.
It looks like exactly. It looks like every pitch is the most violent thing. Like he's almost falling off the rubber. Dude, that guy's arm will literally explode. I feel very confident.
Something's going to. He's putting every ounce of energy and torque he has into that motion.
Enjoy it while you can. This is why they're saying like guys don't stay healthy now versus, you know, guys 30 years ago. Like the arm is not supposed to swing that hard at 102 every time.
Are you ready for the shortest day of your life?
I don't know. Am I going to die? What is the... Because that... I'm assuming that would be the shortest day of my life, right?
The not necessarily.
Well, how is that... My day will always be 24 hours unless it's the day that I die.
Well, some days are shorter than other days, you know.
Well, I understand. But I would assume that the day I die, that will be the shortest day of my life. So this would be the shortest...
I mean, there's good odds.
This will be the shortest day of my life so far.
But what if you die...
Like at 11:59.
And that's a longer day than one you lived 10 years ago. I don't know. Scientists have warned that tomorrow, could be the shortest day of your life.
How so?
Earth's accelerating rotation is expected to move quicker than ever before.
Oh, my goodness. So how many seconds am I shaving off?
So they have found that 3 days this summer, July 9, which is tomorrow, July 22, and August 5, are expected to be between 1.3 and 1.51 milliseconds shorter than the standard day.
Oh, so it's, I was thinking seconds, it's milliseconds.
Yeah. Oh. So pretty big deal.
Well, then I'm guessing that indeed the day I die. The shortest day of my life. I thought you were saying that maybe it was going to be like 2 or 3 seconds difference.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
How do you even know that it, like, milliseconds?
This is because Earth's rotation has sped up in recent years with scientists observing the phenomenon on atomic clocks.
Hmm. Is that bad? Should we be worried?
I think that's good.
That we're getting this thing over quicker?
Well, I think it's amazing that they can track it down to the millisecond. I mean, like, the fact that they have...
stuff right there. I'm impressed.
The fact that they have atomic clocks, because apparently that's what's incredibly accurate,
mm-hmm.
and keep time that way. What?
Question?
Yeah.
What's an atomic clock?
I think it's a bomb.
Am I dumb? Well, don't answer that.
You are dumb.
I know I'm dumb.
No, I don't.
Am I dumb for not knowing what an atomic clock is?
I am an ignorant boob?
Yes. So I'm... Like, that's one of those... Is this like a tape measure that I just... I should pretend to know what an atomic clock is? Because I think I've heard of an atomic clock. And if someone brought it up, I'd be like, oh, yeah, atomic clocks. I don't know what that is.
So it's a type of clock that is regulated by the vibrations of an atomic or molecular system such as cesium or ammonia.
I still don't know. I'm not any closer to understanding what an atomic clock is.
It is far more precise because atomic oscillations have a much higher frequency and are much more stable. Did we get you there yet?
Does it look like a regular clock?
They work by using a type of atom called the cesium atom. They're very stable.
But when I look, if I saw an atomic clock, would I know that it's an unusual clock?
Looks like that. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. There's no way okay. So when I look at that, that's a different looking clock. So basically, I've never seen an atomic clock.
No. There's probably not that many of them.
Yeah, I don't think, like, so I walk into your bedroom. It's not like I'm like, hey, that's a unique clock. What is that? You're like, oh, it's an atomic clock.
Yeah, it's just a little more accurate. I need to know, if I have to be at work by 3, I need to, you know, I get down to the milliseconds.
Is that an expensive sort of thing?
Well, I'm sure it is.
We'll look and see how much yikes. You want to take a guess? A
couple milli?
Oh, no. It's. I mean, you could buy one.
Oh, I could buy one?
Yeah, you could buy one.
A couple milli? I don't know.
This is a conventional vapor cell atomic clock.
$150?
$3,000.
Ooh, damn. I'll stick with my little...
Why would someone...
Boy, things that no one needs. Just, how many of those are they selling?
Yeah, why?
Who needs one?
Is that like a rich guy thing?
Well, it's probably a nerd thing.
Well, you just don't...
My time is a little bit more accurate than yours. Like, what is...
just seems...
I could see Bill Gates having one.
For what purpose?
Well, to say that you have...
Yeah, exactly.
If my time's more accurate than yours. You have nothing else to spend on your money, and it's a conversation piece, and you feel superior.
We're all on the same time. Stop it.
No, he's more accurate than you. Like, rich guys, what are they, like, audio... What are the audio files? Are they, the tube amps, right? You have a tube amp.
Okay.
And... Like if you're if you ever meet someone that is really into records, they'll have a tube amp.
Oh, it's much better for the fidelity.
Oh, yes. Jack White, in fact, Jack White is a huge tube amp guy. Mark Maron tells a story about Jack White, and he has all these tube amps, and they're like $8,000 to $10,000 a piece. And you're like, what? But I guess if you're an audiophile, you want to listen to the best, you buy a tube amp. It's got to be that same sort of thing. It's kind of a...
At least hopefully you can hear the difference in the music. What is my clock going to tell me? This one says it's 6:11. This one also says it's 6:11.
I love that Buck's fired up about this.
It's the dumbest thing. By the way, the rest of the world is going by the same time and doesn't have these clocks, and they're all fine.
Buck, I think Buck's upset because
he's
bougie, and yet he doesn't have an atomic clock.
Yeah, that's what it is. I don't want one, Sook.
Does John Buckley have an atomic clock?
He might. I don't know.
I can see your dad having an atomic clock.
He did have little office gadgets in his career, but
did he?
You know, the little desk toys that are science-y.
Yeah, if you own an atomic clock, you officially have too much money.
The real question is why is the Earth spinning faster?
Yeah, and is it going to kill us?
And that's terrifying because then you could, kind of like a dryer, you know, or like not a dryer, but like I'm trying to think of
a washing machine, like on the spin cycle.
Yeah, I don't know. What if it gets going too fast?
We just spin off.
And we're just spinning. Ha! We're just flying off into the atmosphere.
God, ha! Whenever, I tell you.
I tell you.
I got, I was on some substances once, and I watched a Neil deGrasse Tyson. It was like one of his specials. And it was, what happens when the Earth dies?
Mm-hmm.
Don't. Do not take a bunch of chemicals and then watch that because
y'all want to buy some drugs.
It freaked me out. I was not okay for like it like a good 8 to 10 hours.
Well, that's the drugs, not the
no, but
content.
Like it was the content. You should like be watching like the Smurfs or something really upbeat.
Smurfs,
yes,
aren't they communist?
Oh yeah, they are communists. Maybe you watch the Snorks. I don't know. But the Earth, like...
I like watching Planet Earth.
Well, yeah, but the Earth, like, I mean, it is dying. And so, like, they tell you about how the Earth is dying and it's decaying and, like, there's no more stars being made and the universe is dying. And when you're really messed up, all of that stuff starts to... It's the scariest thing imaginable. And then you realize it's going to happen, like, 5 billion years from now. But in that state... All you can think about is like what you said, the Earth spinning too fast, and it's going to lead to all of our demise, and it probably will. And so he went through the whole thing about what happens when the Earth dies, and then the universe dies, and it implodes on itself, and it was literally the worst thing I've ever watched in my entire life.
Well, we don't need to know that stuff anyway.
No,
we're not going to be around.
No, we are not. Although somebody will be.
Yeah, but who cares about them?
Yeah. Well, it is weird. And that was the thing that I think was messing me up is you start to think in like very abstract way. And all I can think about is some poor bastards are going to be living on it because we're like, oh, that's 1 billion years from now. Well, in theory, someone is going to be around when the planet decides that it's had enough and the sun just goes poof. And goes kaput.
Well, that's assuming we don't have some mutually assured destruction before that. You know, nuclear war and all that.
Yeah, someone will survive. Someone will be around eventually when the sun goes bye-bye. And the Earth goes bye-bye.
Would you...
And it's kind of freaky.
Would you want to... I mean, like, you know, if I told you you're going to die...
Yeah.
One way or the other, would you want to be around for that? Like, that's like end of days.
No, thank you. I don't want the world's collective panic. No.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so there's... Well, hold on here. There's some drawbacks.
Yeah.
No question.
The purge and whatnot.
Yeah, everyone will die.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you... Look, like I said, you're
at least we're all in it together.
You're going to die anyway, right?
Yeah. Yeah, none of us are making it out of
so
here.
So is there value in dying the very last of the deaths?
Sure.
as opposed to dying tomorrow. And, you know, you miss out on all the cool stuff that happens after you die.
All the cool stuff?
Well, yeah. Look, life, the world.
You're not wrong in that I've always said, like, if you're going to die, I would like to have a cool death, right? I don't want to die some sniveling coward, you know, whatever. You die a sick old man in bed. Go out with your boots on. And I would say that the Earth exploding or being sucked into a black hole, yeah.
Kind of, it'd be kind of cool to be, see what that's like.
Yeah. See what happens as we get sucked into the void.
Yeah, and who knows what else is out there. Maybe we don't die.
None of this sounds cool.
You get to the event horizon, and you're like, and then you're in a black hole. I saw Interstellar. And
there's Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, maybe there's... Hey,
floating out there.
Although that's George Clooney, but still. No.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if I'm going to go out... That might not be a bad way to do it.
End of the world.
Yes.
Well, that's like the Superman, like Krypton blows.
You know you're not going to miss anything.
Yeah.
Like, it's over.
This yeah, but you're discounting how upset everyone will be simultaneously, okay, how miserable it will be for everyone.
Oh, that's a drawback. But what if it was sudden? What if nobody knew? I mean...
Like if people weren't preparing for it, like the oncoming asteroid or whatever?
Yeah. Suk just said it's like 5 gajillion years in the future.
Yeah.
What if it's tomorrow? Yeah. Like... No. Well, we don't want to die tomorrow, no, but you know what I mean.
When it's your time to go, everyone else goes with you?
Yeah.
You're the end. You're
That's it.
Human history ends? Yeah, why not?
That's perfect.
That's a nice
end. You ran it all the way up to the end.
You saw the end of the movie.
The little five-year-olds are getting ripped off, but...
Yeah, you got to see the end credits. I'm with you. Like, you've convinced me. That's not a bad way. Let's go.
Yeah, and you get to see what it's like. And then, and then there's that feeling right before you die of, oh, man, this is great.
Are you sure about that?
I'm not going to miss a thing.
I think, though, when it's all ending like that, it's like a series of, like, because the Earth will go through, like, earthquakes and volcanoes and, like, the worst stuff imaginable. But if you could find a way to make it to the absolute end, last man standing, that he's, like, looking out over, like, the horizon as everything goes kaput, yeah.
And for all these people saying that would be a slow event, where is your whimsy?
Exactly. Put a little whimsy in it.
I love that you consider this whimsy, the end of days.
Well... I've always said...
Well, it's going to happen.
Exactly.
Does it make it whimsical?
One of my favorite...
kind of does.
One of my favorite movie deaths of all time. The only good Star Wars movie since the original is Rogue One. And the Death Star is blowing up the planet. And the two main characters are on the planet, and they know that it's over. They see the Death Star firing down at them. And so the planet is literally exploding, and they can see the wave of planetary explosion coming towards them. And they hold each other on the beach, and they look out at it, and they're like, this is it. The planet is gone. It's exploding. They hold each other, and then everything just, it just, you know, bright light, and it's over. And I'm like, dude, that's a kick-ass way to go. They died with the planet blowing up.
I'm in.
I'm with you. Put some whimsy in your death.
I'm out.
Then I could report to all the aliens.
You'd be racked with anxiety. You'd be miserable every
second.
That's what
I said. That's the walk-off of all walk-offs. Yes, it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the end.
All right, we agree on that, except for dumbass over there who wants to just die in a bed.
Yeah.
Boring old bed.
Yeah, I do.
Do you really?
I don't know. I'm not saying that. Dude. But I also don't want to wait for the catastrophic event to... Experience with everyone. No, thank you.
Yes, exactly. I do not want to die in my bed.
Scared. I'm not saying that's what I want. I'm saying I don't want what you're talking about.
Thelma and Louise that bitch off a canyon somewhere and be like, I thought I could jump it. Do something fun.
So tomorrow could be the shortest day of our lives.
Only through that $3,000 clock.
Exactly.
Yeah, we won't really know unless we
get to going on buying that clock, Buck.
All right, this man has built... a bed on wheels, so he never has to leave it. And I'm telling you, there are vids. You need to watch them.
I'm looking for it right now.
That's next on The Fam. Okay, did you do your homework?
I did.
You went and looked at the...
this guy.
The dude who... Okay, so this guy's from China.
Yeah.
And he built...
He did a lot of dirters.
He built a motorized bed
on
wheels... Because he never has to leave it.
Fat piece of crap.
He's lazy.
Like, that's the laziest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, it really does take the lazy cake.
Yeah.
It has wheels. It has joystick controls. It lets him lounge, wander, and even go up and down stairs.
Well, it's got, like, tank treads on
without getting up. Yes. Dude, go look at the videos. It's amazing.
Go anywhere.
He can go anywhere.
It's aquatic. He can go in water.
It's limited, but also limitless.
Yeah, dude. It can spin 360.
And he's just laying there.
He's just laying there, and like he's at a supermarket. He's at a supermarket eating. Like he's like sampling fruit at a supermarket, and it can sit him up. I mean, that is.
It's built with salvaged motors, battery packs, a sturdy frame, and a suspension that lets it handle bumpy terrain. He's essentially blended furniture design with electric vehicle engineering, and he's done it all with a sense of laid-back flair. Dude, it's crazy.
That's what we're calling it? He's got flair?
I guess.
Well, it is kind of. Well,
he's got something. I mean, look. I got something's on. It's the laziest piece of crap you will ever see in your entire life, and no one would ever. Like, this can't be a real thing that he does, but...
I feel like a lot of people... I don't know, man. There's a lot of lazy asses out there.
Well, I guess for, like, my 600-pound life or whatever, for someone like that, I guess this would work, but this is probably the reason why you weigh 600 pounds.
What if this were the main mode of transportation? And this is how we all got around.
Just cruise around.
We're getting to work still in their jammies.
Just wheel yourself out of bed. I mean, in theory, if you live close enough to work, right, you could. I mean, is this any different than people that drive around in Rascals? You see those people like at the supermarket that don't really need the Rascal, but they choose the Rascal instead?
Okay. As someone who now has a parent who is mobility challenged,
yeah.
The Rascals are great.
Yeah, I got my mom a Rascal.
Absolutely great.
But there's a difference between the people that need a Rascal because they're old, and then you see some other people, and I'm like, dude, are you.
You know where you see that? Amusement parks. Disneylands, places like that, where it's like, you could walk, you just don't want to.
That's a real Willy Wonka and the Charlie Factory, Uncle Joe sort of thing. Like,
yeah, it happens.
I get, like, you know, my mom needs one. My mom's knees do not work. She needs a scooter to get around. She just can't. She can't walk any sort of distance, so she needs one of those. But, man, I see some people out at grocery stores or, like you said, at amusement parks. And it's like, what you need to do is lose 30 pounds and get up off your ass and walk a little
bit. 20-minute walk around the store will do you some good.
Yes. So it's a fine line. And if I saw someone cruising around in a bed, then that means that the scooter is too much effort for you.
Remember when Hugh Freeze coached college football from a bed?
Yes. This would be perfect for Hugh Freeze. But I guess
what a pioneer.
If you're bedridden, right, and you literally can't get out of bed, this would give you some freedom, right?
Yeah, this guy said he once hated getting up for school, and he imagined going places lying down, and he has now made that dream come true.
Doesn't he still have to get up when he gets there, though?
No.
Okay, well, I guess
not really.
Again, if you watch the video...
So your school is just going to be fine with you laying down in class all day?
Well, he can sit up in it, though. It's, you know, it's elevated.
To make it through the door?
Well, all great ideas get mocked at first.
And
they become every day.
I have said that
part of our lives.
We are. You talked about the end of the world. We are careening towards the end of the world because we are becoming
because of this.
We are becoming so lazy. Life is. Life is not supposed to be the easiest thing on the planet, and we're raising a generation of people that fear anything that involves some sort of effort and labor. I'm not doing this. So I'm excited now that we're all going to be, our kids are going to be working in like manufacturing plants and picking fruit and vegetables. I'm sure it's going to go.
Yeah, I heard today that we have, we need 34 million people to work the farms. We got the people here to do it. Certainly we will.
I'm sure this is going to go over great. There is no harder work, by the way, than just landscaping. If you spend one day in your yard working, you will wake up the next day being like, I just did 12 rounds with Mike Tyson.
Meatball used to work on a blueberry farm.
Yeah.
It was one of his first jobs. Oh, my God.
Yeah, brutal, right?
Brutal.
Yeah. He needed this bed. Maybe if he wheeled around in this guy's bed, he could have picked the blueberries.
There's a reason physical labor pays pretty well. It's hard.
Yeah, it's legit. The bed. What did we know what this bed costs?
Well, it's not. It's a one-off.
It's a prototype.
Yeah.
I want to see it going to a Sharper Image catalog near you.
Text line says they should start selling them at Bi-Mart.
Oh, hell yeah. By the way, I won at Bi-Mart In honor of Dick, I went today.
Lucky Number Tuesday.
Yeah, Lucky Number Tuesday. I won today.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, big Dick Mason smiling down.
You know he is. Yeah. And I pointed when I got out of the. You know how players when they hit a home run, they get to home plate, they point at the sky.
Kissed your jewelry and did the same thing.
Point to the sky.
Right as I walked out the sliding doors after checking out, I pointed to the sky.
That's beautiful.
More importantly, what did you win?
A mini flashlight.
Hell yeah. You keeping your car now? Keeping the Subaru?
I got to pick my color, dude.
Whoa! What'd you go with?
Green.
Wow.
Color of money, bitch.
Nice. Nice. What did you buy when you were at the Buy Mart?
Well, I had to get a hose. They have great hoses there.
Well, I mean, Buy Mart's known for their hoses.
Leaps and bounds ahead of the other hose providers?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Well, actually, it kind of is.
Isn't it really?
Listen, here we go again with Buy Mart. I'm telling you, those hoses that they have in there... Well, I mean, you can get them other places, but they're cheaper at Buy Mart.
Yeah. That's what. And
they are the best hose.
Dick was onto something.
I don't know how much hosing you do, but at my house, we have to manually hose everything.
Yeah, we do too. We don't have sprinklers.
So I really need good hoses, yeah. And I've been through a lot of different types.
Now, is this the green tradition, or is this the heavier duty black hose?
No, it's neither. Well, I'll have to go out and get it. I still have it in the car.
Beautiful.
Rob doesn't like the black hose.
Oh, dear. I also had to pick up some golf wiffle balls. Black dung.
That's a hell of a... And by Mart, you can buy them both.
That's right.
And you want a mini flashlight.
And I got a mini... I mean...
Dude.
That's a hell of a
What
run.
A day.
Greatest yeah. place on earth.
Somewhere, wherever he's at, Dick is smiling.
All right. Coming up next... This might be the... Look, we've talked about cruises here. Mm-hmm. We talked about poop cruise and the whole thing. I tell you what. I'm not a cruise guy. Probably will never go on one. Mm-hmm. But this might be something I'd be interested in. And it involves a cruise.
Wow.
Yeah.
That...
This is... It's. Whoa. I tell you what.
I am fascinated.
When
by
I
this.
Tell you this next story,
must be quite the offering.
I find it interesting.
Okay.
An interesting idea.
Right.
And we will get to that next. But first, here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So as a hose connoisseur, I want to tell you that that hose from Bi-Mart that I bought, it's my second 50-footer. It is the Technor Zero G garden hose.
That sounds fancy.
It's the Technor Apex Zero G.
So it's the Apex and there are no G's?
Oh, yeah. This is one of those expandable hoses. Yeah.
It's the future of advanced hose design. It says it right there on the box.
You can't beat that.
And I'm telling you, that hose is good. That's a good hose. I'm a hose guy, and that's a good hose.
Rob knows his hose.
I know my hose. Okay, so the cruise story I was talking about. Now, none of us here are big cruise guys, although I have a tendency to lean bougie. And so this guy says, hey, do a Viking cruise in Europe. Mm-hmm. Only 130 people, beer and wine included, putting greens on the deck, nobody under 18. Now, that's my kind of cruise.
I've heard those are delightful, yes, like for people with money who want to chill time. Right?
They're supposed to be amazing.
Yeah.
So there are differences in cruises. But generally speaking, the idea of the cruise doesn't appeal to me. Particularly, you know, the big...
Yeah, the big carnival lines.
Exactly. I mean, all that stuff. Come on.
Every time I see a video of one of those, it just... I can't think of a place that I would rather be less.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah. I don't know. I think it's that... Again, I think you've got basically... how many people are on those cruise ships?
Thousands.
Well, how many?
It depends on the ship. As many as 10,000, but sometimes way, way less.
I think it's a collection of the 3,000 cheapest people on Earth, because I think that's the only reason to go on it, is to save money. Seriously, like, it's if you're balling on a budget, a cruise is a good way to go.
We did it in college on spring break because it was like all you can,
right?
Like, all the food, all the beverages. We snuck on some booze and
the big ones, like the big carnivals. You're in between 3,000 and 6,000 people.
But I just think that's the only reason people go. It's like a good bang for the buck, which I totally get. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, when I go on vacation, I like to do it a little different.
Sure.
I think we paid $700 or $800 to go for a week in Mexico to four different places, leaving from a port in LA.
Yeah. And I get that. Dude, college, I wish I would have gone. Maybe I'd be cruise guy now if I did. It would have got its hooks in me back then. But it's just not my thing.
And I understand that if you don't have, you know, if you're someone on a budget or whatever, then, yeah, I mean, I get it. Because not everyone can afford to.
Well, right.
Yeah.
So anyway, this lady is inspiring me, though. Her name is Sharon Lane, mm-hmm. and she's got the boof that you would think on her head.
Sure.
Is that what they call it? The booth?
Yeah.
The old lady hair?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. The old ladies only have one haircut.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. It's like Richard Simmons. I do know that. We're aware of that.
And it's because they only have one stylist in the in the senior home.
Well, and I think that style is the one that kind of hides the thinning, balding old lady hair.
I think it's also the easiest to maintain.
Sure.
Well, she is a retiree from California, mm-hmm. and she has set sail... and has lived on a cruise ship for 15 years.
Yeah. Is this... So I have seen this before where there are people that as you get older that have found that it's cheaper to live on a cruise ship than to, in a retirement home.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
And now that is an interesting idea to me.
Yes.
Because you still have medical care.
Mm-hmm. There's a doctor on board.
You have... people doing everything for you. Don't have to clean. You don't have to cook.
Nope.
Those are the two big things a lot of olds have trouble with, mm-hmm. you know. You have all kinds of activities.
Yep.
And you get to go to hundreds and hundreds of places to see.
And all your basic needs are right there.
I read a thing a while back where it was a couple that did this. And they calculated the cost. And they said that the way it works for them is a couple weeks out of the year... they have to stay like in an extended stay America because they're like in between cruises. But for the most part, they spend, 48 weeks, 50 weeks of the year on a cruise ship.
She says, okay, so this is Villa, the different They have different ones. Sure. This one is actually designed for this type of thing.
Okay. Oh, you, so now they're making it. Like, yeah, you can do this.
You pay $130,000, mm-hmm, one-time fee.
Sure.
And then from there, for a solo traveler, it's only $3,000 a month. She's been on there for 15 years.
Okay.
So do the math.
Yeah. I mean, that's still, I mean, for some people, that's still going to be a steep thing. But if,
well,
you're,
yeah,
you know.
But have you looked into senior homes at all?
Yeah, they're expensive.
Because I have. Yeah. They're freaking.
They are ridiculous.
Some of them do require, not $130,000,
yeah,
but they'll require, it depending on how nice they are, or bougie they, yeah, are, 50 grand,
yep,
100 grand. Yep. Some, so, of them, help that. That new, have you seen that new one in downtown Vancouver right there on the waterfront?
Yes.
It's called,
There's a, Vancouver's becoming a hotbed for,
oh my God,
old folks' homes.
It's called, it's right on the water.
Is it the Touchmark one?
No. The Springs.
Springs.
Go in and take a tour of that place, just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
It's insane. I want to live there.
Yeah.
She said, I was looking for my parents.
Yeah.
She said, oh, you got to be 62 to live here. I'm counting down the days. I have 12 years and I'm going there.
How much is it?
It's freaking awesome.
Yeah, I'll bet you.
Oh, well, it depends. There's varying, yeah, levels. Yeah. But you pay, if you want to get in there for, like, for life,
yeah,
it's like 300 grand or, yeah, something.
It's really expensive.
It's crazy.
So 130 down and 3 grand a month for this cruise.
She gets all access to all the lounges, clubs. She has a library, a fitness center, a spa. You have Wi-Fi, bars, pickleball court, pool, and all her food.
Huh.
It's all done. And she's by herself.
Yeah.
And she said she spent her life savings on it.
Yeah.
And she plans to remain on board for the entirety of the 15-year journey that it pays for. Which, I'm telling you, this is great. Because I've been noticing, as you know, we moved the olds out here.
Sure.
And it's going great for them. And they're going to be moving into a senior living place because, again, meals, cleaning,
yep. Yep.
Fall risk, you know, it's better.
Sure.
But after going through that whole process of viewing all these places and seeing all the money, and most of the really, really nice ones are all full anyway.
Yeah.
And
you can't afford the really nice ones. At least we couldn't.
Right. It's interesting to me that, because they're staying in an Airbnb right now, mm-hmm, that generation has a lot of stuff. They had their home. That was their big thing. And they have a bunch of stuff in it. I feel like as we get into our generation and certainly the younger generations, that's going to be changing. We're going to have less stuff because you have Airbnbs now where they're staying in this place and they're like, oh, this is great because it's all furnished. Mm-hmm. Everything's in there for you.
Yeah.
And so I feel like as you get older or as we get older and the youngs get older, we're going to have less things piled up.
Yeah.
And we're just going to – it's just simpler to rent –
yeah,
somebody else's stuff.
Sure.
It just works for it. It's way easier.
Yeah, not have to deal with any of it.
So why not do something like this?
That's awesome. I mean, yeah. I mean, I know this has been a thing that people have done, but it sounds like now cruises are, and my guess is there'll be more and more of these that are catered to this as more and more people figure out if you saved up a couple hundred grand and you know, you think how much time do I have left and you budget it correctly. I mean, you said she's got...
Well, if you're talking your retirement...
Yeah.
First of all, don't overlook this fact. She will visit 425 destinations in 147 countries.
Over the 15 years?
Yes. Oh, actually, no. Sorry. That's a 3.5-year cycle.
You better hope, by the way, you die at the end of this. Otherwise, like, you run through your money. You're like, ah, hell.
Well, but that's any retirement. That's, yeah, any retirement living.
Anytime, yeah.
They're all like that. It's, yeah, like people outlive their money all the time.
So it will cost her to live on that 15 years with, you said, 130
down? 130
down. So it will cost her $670,000 to do this for 15 years.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
yeah, her whole catalyst is she said it was easier than living in California.
But here's the thing. Yeah, exactly. She says it's cheaper. She did the math. She says it's cheaper than living in California.
Yeah.
Add on top of that number. So $670,000 seems like a lot, but 15 years of retirement.
Yeah.
A lot of people have that retirement money and retirement savings or a 401k or whatever.
Yes.
You visit 425 destinations in 147 countries, yeah, and all your meals and cleaning,
everything else,
and everything is paid for.
And exercise and pampering.
Dude,
look, you could you
sign
could,
me up.
You could 100% convince me to do that.
You could do a lot worse.
Well, and it's one thing too. Like I mean, if you don't have a lot of family, like if you got grandkids or whatever, if you have a big social network, that may be a downside to it. But if you're someone that doesn't have anything, you're pulling a whole Jack Reacher sort of lifestyle. Why the hell not? Let's go.
Or you want to get away from all your family?
That's another. You're like, screw you guys. Well, they say one of the biggest things about getting old is sitting around waiting to die. And this isn't sitting around waiting to die. This is off doing something.
And even if it is, it's sitting around waiting to die in cool places.
That is true.
Here's a guy who says, I deliver to the Springs, dude. It is stupid.
Yeah.
They have valet parking. Dude, they have a restaurant. Well, I don't want to do a whole ad for the Springs.
Which you're about to.
But, dude, if you have a bunch of money,
yeah, that's where you're going.
That's where you should retire. Yeah. It's awesome.
When my mom had a bunch of health problems a number of years ago, and we looked at putting her, she needed like a more than assisted living. She needed like kind of round-the-clock care. The cost of that stuff is just, it's outrageous.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And in order for insurance to pick it up, they basically make you go bankrupt before they'll kick
in. Yeah, wring you dry first, and yes. then you can
stay here.
Yes.
You're good.
Once you've used up every dollar you have, then they're like, okay.
You're out of cash? Yeah. Ah, I think we can get you now. Yeah.
It's sad.
All right, we will wrap it up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I gotta tell you, I let one rip over here.
Hey-o.
It's stanky. And Patrick's in here because he has to sit here next.
Yeah.
He goes, thanks, man.
That's gonna be in that. That's
nice
deep,
little thumbs
that's
up.
Deep in that chair.
Woo. Yeah, that was my lunch.
Getting a little spicy, was it?
Well, everybody have a great night, okay?
Yes.
Coming up next is Hot Corner.
Do you call that a rop dusting?
Yeah, I like that. Not a crop dusting?
Yeah, it's a rop dusting. Yeah, rop dusted.
Yeah, I just rop dusted you. Copyrighted. Hot Corner Snacks. You make sure to listen to that. And we will be back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.